episode 1456, Maybe It's All About Fleas.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is the first weekend of the brand new year, and you have made it. It's all about Relationship Builders Day. It's gone to the dogs. Maybe it's about fleas. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, has it all gone to the dogs? How much of your life are you running from and hiding away? Tucked in little corners so you can't be noticed. Maybe it's all about fleas. No one really likes looking at their mess, do you? I know I don't. So instead, a false reality is created so the one that's being lived in can be forgotten. Marriage can be that way too. You wish it was the beginning when you first met, the tingly feelings in your stomach at just a glance, the voice resonating your heartstrings, the, oh my gosh, he just touched me. Do you remember the good old days? The days you felt alive? A man asked me a question after we chatted for a while about what I do. What's my job? What is it that you do? You call yourself a coach? What does that mean? You have a podcast? Tell me more. The question he asked me was, well, how do you stay in love after, let's say, 20 years of being married? You know, it was one of those kind of questions where he was asking in generality, but really he was asking from his own heart. Well, you know how my response started. Love is an action verb, not a feeling. His look was puzzling, and the barrage of questions began. Joseph Addison says this, three grand essentials to happiness in this life are something to do, something to love, and something to hope for. That happiness in this life is something to love. Have you ever given much thought to what you want in your marriage to be this new year? You've come up, I'm sure, with lots of resolutions for your business, especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you are starting your own business from scratch. Maybe you're starting a small business, a brick and mortar business. You already have all these thoughts, goals planned out, how much revenue you want to increase, how many more clients you want to have. If you have children, you have a desire for them to reach a certain goal in their life and you want to help with that. Maybe you have a daughter who's an incredible dancer and you want to help her achieve a particular goal of being on a competitive dance team. Maybe your son is incredible at sports, and so your goal is to help them. Maybe you have an intelligent child, and you're like, I've got to get them to where they want to be because the sky is not only the limit, it's not the limit. He can go and do anything he wants. We set goals for everything else in our life, but normally we don't stop long enough to think about who's sleeping next to us. The person that we committed to, that we said, I do to. The one that we became one with. We were two and became one. Something to love creates happiness. Do you desire to grow closer and deeper this year in your marriage? Or maybe it's all about fleas, false living ego enhancement syndrome. A lot of us have that. It's very unfortunate. Probably one you've never heard of. No, because, well, you heard it here first. False living ego enhancement syndrome. Now, I have a really good friend, Pastor Dax, who kind of shared a little bit about this on one of his posts, and he called it Facebook enhancement syndrome. And it was all about the fees, but I changed it up a little bit because it's not just about being on Facebook. There are many symptoms when it comes to fleas. For example, painting a false picture. We may not like how our life shows up in the spotlight. So we create this false picture. We only post things in our life that are good, what we've accomplished. Why? Because it makes us look better. And then what? It makes us feel better about ourselves. Why does it always come back to the feeling part of life and not about the action part of life? Love is an action verb. Symptoms of fleas making everything perfect, a way to light up your dark reality. We try that way too much. Maybe denying what is real. We don't want to admit what's going on. It's easier to live in the pretend world than it is to live in reality. Projecting that nothing is wrong. Oh, we're doing great, right? You're going to go to church on Sunday and you're going to put on your Sunday best, whether that's your jeans or your beautiful slacks or a dress, whatever it is, but it's your Sunday best, how you like to wear and how you like to dress as a family. And everybody thinks everything is okay. Yet, if you were to open your heart, they would see something totally different. Yeah, nothing's wrong. At least that's what you want them to see. Maybe you're living a life that's not yours. You don't like what you see. So it's easier to live life that's not yours. Maybe it's time to flee the life you're trying to make perfect and live the imperfect life. Let the messes become blesses. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let the messes become blesses. What if you changed the way you looked at your marriage and saw the messes as blesses? Now, I know you're already rolling your eyes with me, but okay, it's a brand new year. So take a deep breath for a moment. You got it? Okay, that's good, because we got to breathe every once in a while. You know, I've got this wonderful watch that tells me when to breathe. I have to laugh, because since the children are still on vacation, it'll pop up and it dings at me, and I'm like, oh, it tells me to breathe. Well, what have I been doing all day? Sometimes I think we need a little watch that says, love. It's time for you to show action, your love in action. What are you doing? Let the messes become blesses. Number one, breathe light into the darkness. Love is patient. You're not going to get everything right in your marriage all the time. You're going to have arguments. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to probably at times not like each other. Okay, guess what? That's reality. That's real. And when you can know what's real, then you can deal with it. But if you're living this falsehood, these fleas, what is that doing to your world? Nothing. It's just complicating it even further. Because what? It's a lie. Now, I know this is heavy and deep for the brand new year, but it's something that I believe is foundational. See, the man that I was talking to you before, he was asking me all these questions. And he said, you know, there was one thing. If I could look at everything that you do, for me, it would be marriage as being the most important thing. Now, this is coming from a man, not from a woman. And remember that question that he had? It was a question of his own heart. Now, we were not in a quote-unquote coaching session. We were just passing by, having conversation. But I know for him, our few minutes together meant something. And for him to ask some tough questions allowed him now to go and wrestle with the answers. And that allows you to build a deeper, closer marriage. Breathe light into darkness. Love is patient. Number two, serve the one you committed to. The one you said I do to, now that becomes you as we do. Love is kind. As much as you want to be served, you need to serve your partner. You need to serve your spouse. You need to serve the one that you said, I do, in sickness and in health, in wealth and in poverty. It's in it all. It's called life. It's a journey. Serve the one you committed to. Love is kind. And number three, lean up against each other. Love never fails. There's going to be times that you've got it all put together, but your spouse, oh no, they are falling apart. Let them lean on you. lean up against you. Support each other together. Be that rock, be that oak tree together. It's a what? A team up. Not a team of one. It's a team of two that has become one. Love never fails. Marriage takes you on a journey. It will make you feel something good and bad. This new year, I guarantee you, you're going to be on a roller coaster when it comes to love. It's part of it. My journey with my husband, I can't say it's not a roller coaster because it is. I don't have it all put together. There are times that he really gets on my nerves. And you know what? I know there are times that I really get on his nerves. But I see how his quirks and my quirks have made each of us a better person. You want to talk about balance? Balance in marriage is when one is willing to give and the other can take without question. And eventually, it will be given in return. It's sacrificial love. Maybe you're one who's struggling, and it's all about the fleas, the false living ego enhancement syndrome. You feel like you're living a life that really isn't yours, and you paint one that's so perfect so you can ignore what's really happening. If you're struggling in this area, I want to be there for you this year. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. Now, I know it's a brand new year, and I know you're thinking, I don't have time for this. Because that was one of the excuses the gentleman told me. I'm too busy. Standing right in front of me, I'm too busy. I can't make time. I gave one example, one little thing. It would take him less than 60 seconds, I kid you not, to do it every single day. I said, you have a choice. It's whether or not you want to do it. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never fails. If you want to change your marriage this year, click on that link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Let the messes become blesses. It's time to flee what you think you have and live what God has given you. Messes are blesses. It's just how you look at it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.